Treasures.
Treasures.
Many people have dreamed of finding a chest of hidden treasure. Maybe this has been because of legends passed down about amazing treasure just waiting to be discovered. There have always been legends telling of shipwrecks full of silver and gold, or of robbers secretly hiding treasure in caves and forests. Many countries throughout the world have fascinating treasure stories. Yet treasure means different things to different people. For some, it could mean lots of money or precious jewels. For others, it could simply be a collection of things that are precious and valuable only to them. Jewels and stones are precious treasure to some. Finding treasure is a dream for many people. Treasures lost. City under the lake water. About 2,000 years ago, in what is now modern-day Turkey, there was a great Roman city called Zeugma. Some of the people who lived there were quite wealthy. Their grand houses were filled with expensive art. The city was full of statues and beautiful artworks. In more modern times, however, Zeugma's ancient treasures lay buried under dirt. No one really knows what happened to the city. Some people think that it suffered a war, a fire, and an earthquake, perhaps one after the other. For several years, archaeologists tried to find some of the buried treasures of Zeugma. However, when it was decided that a dam would be built nearby to water the land, archaeologists had to work very quickly before Zeugma would be buried underwater. Luckily, they did discover some treasures, but they weren't able to get all of them. Countless priceless treasures now lie buried beneath the lake water that sits over Zeugma. Today, the waters of the Euphrates River and the Bayersik Dam cover the ancient city. A beautiful Roman mosaic. Lost treasures of the ancient world. History is full of stories about the seven wonders of the ancient world, but today only one of them still exists, the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. The rest are lost treasures. One of these is the statue of Zeus, who was the ruler of the gods in ancient Greek mythology. More than 2,000 years ago, a sculptor carved the 12-meter Zeus out of ivory. His crown, robe, and sandals were made of gold, and he held in his hand a scepter with an eagle on top. A pool of olive oil lay at the statue's feet, and every day it was rubbed with olive oil to keep the ivory from cracking. No one really knows what happened to the statue of Zeus. It may have been destroyed in a war or lost in a fire. Yet archaeologists know that the statue of Zeus existed, not only from writings, but because they have found the workshop where it was made and the tools that were likely used to carve it. Stone Head of Zeus. Zeus, the ruler of the gods. The Seven Wonders of the Ancient World. Great Pyramid of Giza. Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Statue of Zeus at Olympia. Temple of Artemis at Ephesus. Mausoleum at Halicarnassus. Colossus of Rhodes. Lighthouse of Alexandria. Ancient treasures lost in modern times. The Iraq Museum in Baghdad was home to some of the world's most ancient treasures. There were some of the earliest tools ever made and ceramics believed to be 8,000 years old. The people of Iraq treasured these priceless objects of the past. However, in 2003, during the Iraq War, the museum was broken into. Many of these ancient treasures were stolen, smashed, or damaged, so severely they were beyond repair. Some of the stolen treasures have been found. In fact, one artifact was even for sale on eBay. However, many were lost forever. damaged museum treasures. Statues such as this were stolen from the Iraq Museum. Treasures found. The city of Troy. Not all treasures are lost. The world is full of amazing treasures that were lost, but have been found again. For a long time, people knew about the famous city of Troy through ancient myths and poems, but they didn't think it really existed. Yet it did. It was still there, but buried under the sands of Turkey. In the late 1800s, guided only by an ancient poem, an archaeologist named Heinrich Schliemann uncovered the city of Troy and its gold, silver, and other treasures. Schliemann promised that any treasure he found he would share with the Turkish government. He didn't keep his promise, though, and instead secretly took much of the treasure out of the country. Later, he gave the treasure to a museum in Germany, where it stayed for many years. Then one day it disappeared again, only to turn up 50 years later in Russia. Excavation site at Troy. King Tut's tomb. In ancient Egypt, their kings were buried in tombs filled with treasures. By the 1900s, most of these tombs had been robbed, but one still lay under the sands, undiscovered, and with most of its treasures. This was the tomb of King Tutankhamun, a young king who died when he was around 18 years old. Archaeologists spent many years looking for the entrance to the tomb of King Tut, but it was very difficult to find. Finally, after many years of looking, an archaeologist named Howard Carter was rewarded with an amazing discovery. He found the tomb, and inside that tomb, a store of incredible treasures from Egypt's past. No one had seen these treasures since the day King Tutankhamun was buried, thousands of years ago. One of the most valuable treasures was King Tut's golden death mask, made from nearly 11 kilograms of solid gold. King Tut's golden death mask. Howard Carter, outside King Tut's tomb, 1922. China's incredible find. One day in 1974, workers were digging a well in China when they hit what they at first thought was a rock. When they looked closer, they found it was a warrior's head made out of a kind of clay called terracotta. As the workers dug further, they found the statue of a whole warrior in full uniform. They kept digging and found more life-size statues, all in uniform. Archaeologists heard about the discovery, and they began to excavate. They discovered long rows of soldiers. Some of the soldiers were on foot, and others were with horses and chariots. No two looked the same. The workers and archaeologists had discovered the amazing treasure. These terracotta warriors had been buried more than 2,000 years ago, and today they provide a glimpse into an important part of China's history. Terracotta warriors, no two the same. Treasures under the sea. Deep down under the ocean is one of the world's largest collections of treasure. Over the centuries, thousands of ships have sunk, and these ships were often filled with gold, jewels, and other priceless treasures. Many of these buried treasures are well preserved, protected by the oceans. These treasures include not only gold and jewels, but anything that gives clues to what life was like for the people who sailed on these ships and lived so long ago. Still, there are problems with finding treasure under the sea. Who owns it? Is it the people who find it? Is it the country the ship came from? Or is it the place where the treasure was found? People struggle to answer these questions as they continue to hunt for treasure deep beneath the water. A diver retrieving treasures swallowed by the ocean. Sunken treasures from World War I. The treasure of the Concepcion. A Spanish ship called Nuestra Señora de la Concepcion was one of the largest, most powerful ships to sail the Atlantic Ocean in the 1600s. The Concepcion carried valuable treasures and trade goods. Eventually, this famous ship crashed into a reef and sank, and the treasure was lost to the depths of the sea. The men who survived the sinking told tales of a mountain of treasure on board the ship, and many adventurers tried to find the shipwreck. One adventurer succeeded and found a huge amount of treasure: jewelry, pearls, precious stones, and gold. However, bad weather forced him to leave the site without any of it. The wreck remained lost for another 300 years until another explorer found a portion of it. A fortune worth millions of dollars has now been recovered. Sir Francis Drake attacking and sinking a Spanish ship filled with valuables. Treasure hunters. The first treasure hunters were probably pirates. Although there have been many stories about pirates burying treasure, there are very few examples of real pirates who did this. Most pirates spent their treasure. Today, treasure hunters still exist. They can be people who hunt for treasure to make a living, or simply people looking for adventure. There are even modern-day pirates. In recent years, treasure hunters have had the help of high-tech gadgets in their quest for fortune, including metal detectors, satellites, photographs, underwater cameras, and robots. The real thrill of treasure hunting is in the search and the chance that the next find could be a big one. Treasure hunters are always hopeful that the next discovery will make them rich. An exciting find. Looking for treasure on the beach. Archaeologists. Archaeologists are different from treasure hunters. These scientists study ancient cultures and excavate treasures from long ago. They are interested in the past and how past cultures lived. To an archaeologist, treasure may be a piece of old cloth or some bone fragments. Also, archaeologists look for treasure so that they can study it and preserve it. Before archaeologists begin to excavate, they research the history of the place. Who might have lived there? What buildings might have been there? And how has the place changed over time? The archaeologists locate the best place to begin excavating. Then they carefully dig one small place at a time. If they uncover something of value or importance, they leave it where it was found until it has been photographed and mapped. Excavation at Herculaneum, 1961. An archaeologist at work. The world is full of amazing treasures. Many treasures have been discovered and kept for people to enjoy and use to learn about the past, but some have been lost forever. Yet there are some treasures that have no monetary value at all. These could be photographs precious to a family, a collection of something valued by its owner, or a little ornament passed down from generation to generation. Whatever the treasure is, it needs to be cared for. It needs to be kept safe, because a treasure is something of value, something that can touch our lives. Treasured photographs. Treasured heirlooms. Index. Archaeologist. Art. Concepcion. Countries. China. Egypt. Germany. Iraq. Russia. Turkey. Gold. Jewels. Pearls. Mosaic. Museum. Pirates. Pyramid. Ship. Shipwreck. silver, statue, terracotta warriors, tomb, Tutankhamun, Zugma.